Welcome to Pros and Cons, a show about random topics. I'm Kev.
And I'm Jack.
Let's talk about health.
Yeah, it's the start of the year, so it's the typical, you know, oh, let me sign up for the gym, get on my diet, etc. Do you think that's still as much a thing as ever?
No, I mean, I know it's like a joke, a stereotype, a little meme. December 30th, you start seeing them or some shit, like, oh, here we go. The gym's about to be crazy on the first. But I don't know that that's the case anymore. I actually saw like one of the boys in one of the chats I'm in say like, oh shit, the gym was actually empty today on the first or the second, I don't know, a day or two ago. So I don't know, like that might not be a thing anymore. Hopefully. I don't want the gym to be packed. I hate packed gyms.
Yeah, I think I saw a tweet to that same idea of, oh, it's the first, not seeing really anyone here. Let's see, everyone's keeping it honest at the start of 2024, you know, being real with ourselves. I think it's definitely more a joke at this point than something people actually do. But a new year can be for some people like, oh, fresh slate, try to at least eat better or things like that. And I don't know if I really see it that way for me. Like if there are things that I'm trying to implement, even let's say in health stuff, certain exercise things or whatnot, I don't wait for the new year to start that. It might be a goal to like, all right, keep up the pace or keep up something that I started.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know that I've ever done it myself. Like, yeah, hard date, the first, it's on, you know, game on. But I do see it as like, it is true. People use it. You know how like humans like hard dates or like they like numbers or they like some sort of goal or like point of start. So I could see the first as being that. Like, I don't hate the idea. I myself, I'm kind of going through like a little bit of a health kick. I will say I did start it before the holidays, somewhere mid-December. I was like, all right, let's do it. Like, I didn't wait for the first. I don't know how we feel about that, but I feel like I did it before. It doesn't count as like a New Year's resolution thing.
Yeah, no, that's before.
And it's also like not a super strict. It was just like, yeah, let me start focusing up.
What do you think about eating specifically? Because you have people who take these very strict diets and then people who are just more conscious of what they eat.
It's weird right now because, like, I don't want to say that diets are, like, anything new, but it almost seems like diets, almost like everything with social media, everyone's kind of doing the same shit or, like, trying similar things because they hear it works or blah, blah, blah. Like, I myself, I'm kind of doing one. Again, not super strict, but it's more like I want to do, like, a high protein, not eat as many carbs. A few months back, like during the summer or maybe even a little bit before, I tried like doing almost like a carnivore, like only eating meat and protein, not necessarily just meat, but like I'd eat eggs and like stuff with protein. I didn't eat rice for like a while, and us being roommates for a while, you know, the boy likes rice. That was hurting me. That was tough to do. I noticed things like changes. I did feel, I wouldn't say like better, but I did feel like kind of healthy and like I liked it, but it was hard. And now what I'm doing is almost the same thing, but I don't mind eating rice every now and then. Maybe not as much as I used to. Or same thing with bread. Bread, I don't eat as much anymore. Like, I don't even buy bread. But if occasionally we go get a burger sandwich, like, I'll get the Jersey Mike's or whatever it is. But diets are tricky. I feel like that's one of the more... I don't want to say that it's harder than the gym. Because the gym, like, you physically have to go. It takes a little bit more effort. But I feel like it's the thing that people try the most and, like, consistently fail or, like, drop off within a week. Like, that diet...
I think to me, what I don't like about the idea of diets is that it's like, oh, for this set period of time, you're going to follow this super strict routine and then you'll be great and everything will be fixed after. And not that that can't ever help people in certain limited situations, but for the most part, I'm more interested in just continually just changing my approach to eating in a way that I want it to be sustainable and consistent. And in a way, like to your point too, where maybe I cut back on certain things, but I don't have to eliminate them entirely. You can be smart about how you're eating and how you're doing things where, you know, you don't have to eliminate, in your case with rice, or even if we're talking about more stereotypical things like junk food or desserts or whatever it is. As long as you're doing it in moderation and mindful of it, I feel like that's a much better approach than a diet that you do super strict for a certain window. So in that way, I've never really been into like, oh, the keto diet or whatever other ones are out there. even like you mentioned with protein, how can I work in protein more? Like, I've also been eating more egg stuff recently and things like that, where that's what I'm trying to do to just bring a more well-rounded approach.
Yeah, that hard cold turkey stop, it could be hard on you. I think there's like proof. I want to say there's like actual studies that prove that shit doesn't really work when you do like a cold stop. And I'm not saying that you're going to withdraw, have withdrawals of Coca-Cola, you know what I mean? Like, that's a little drastic, but it just doesn't work. I don't feel like it's worth it. And life is short, you know? It makes you unhappy mentally because you're missing this thing you truly like. Like, it's okay to like junk food. There's a reason why it's good and everyone sees it as a guilty pleasure. Again, if you take everything in little moderation and little portions, like, it's not going to kill you. Treat yourself every now and then.
And also a big part of that too is how you balance it with exercise and stuff, which we did an episode on exercise last year, earlier in the year. So we've covered some of that before, and we've done an episode on gyms in the past too, which, like you just said, you're not a fan of packed ones. I wouldn't say I'm a big gym fan, period, but I have been getting more into some weight stuff and things like that to try to just work on other areas. But I think exercise overall, to me, it again goes back to consistency and sustainability, like long term. Let's say you're adding something in, like ease into it, bring it into your process, and then over time you can keep building that up. So I feel like when I'm thinking about exercise stuff to add or change or whatever it is, I always have that in mind of like, all right, is this something I'm going to be able to keep doing consistently? And is it something I can build up if I want to, like, other areas? And you just keep kind of building up that routine overall.
It's one of the parts I kind of struggle with the most, which I think is normal, but I am hard to believe in some aspects of life. I could be impatient, and working out is one of those things where, like, you're not going to see results fast at all. It's one of like the slowest ways of like seeing results that I don't know, I can think of when it comes to like, I don't know, like changing of lifestyles and whatnot. It's gonna take a while, and you do see it all the time. Like, you see these progression videos online, people working out and blah blah blah, but these people are like probably putting in crazy hours on the gym, again, aside from the diet and all that, but they're like putting in crazy hours just to gain the muscle and blah blah blah. And I struggle with like giving too much time to the gym. I'm not the biggest gym fan. I go, but I literally, like, after 40 minutes, I want to go home. Like, I want to be home. Like, I want to be on my car driving away. And sometimes it's crazy because, like, I'll go to the gym and I'll see this person working out, like, going hard as I already went in. And sometimes I leave, you know, 40, 45 minutes later, and that person's still there grinding. And I'm like, should I stay? Am I weird? Am I trying hard enough? Like,
I feel like exercise, diet, health stuff, a lot of that is amplified by how we compare ourselves to other people. Like, oh, I want to be built like them, or I want to be skinny, or, you know, all those different stuff of how we look at ourselves and what we want ourselves to look like or be like.
Yeah, we have like this mental thing, compare ourselves. If you're competitive, that could be bad. Like, it is a battle within yourself. I like struggle with all of it. It's like a mixture of things. It's not just one thing. It's not just the time at the gym. It's the comparison. It's like, do you see the change? Like, it's a bunch of little things. Funny enough, Kathy goes to these like cycling classes. She's like all into it. She loves them, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, I'll check them out with you. We sign up for one. All of a sudden we find out it's like an hour class, whatever. I'm like, I got this. I'm a fucking dog. Like, you know me, I'm kind of talking shit. Like, don't worry about it. I'm gonna show you what's good. Do my thing. I'm gonna walk out of there. Batman, the music playing behind me. Claps, like, let's go. Get there. Put it this way. I had no business being there. I don't do cycling. I've ridden cycles. I go to the gym. I even go on the bike every now and then. I don't go hard. You know, I'm not doing a class. When I tell you that I got beat up, as of us recording right now, this was days ago. We're talking 5+ days ago. I'm struggling to go upstairs because of that. I mean, one, I didn't quite know what I was getting myself into. And two, like that, I can't be showed up. I can't show the sign of weakness. It was one of those things where, like, yeah, the people around me, that comparison, like, kept me going to the point of, like, I'm pretty sure I did damage to my muscles. Just keeping it 100% honest. I did damage. Like, there's no way I'm this sore. But it was that, like, comparing and, like, being this person that I'm not, and like trying to see the results right away, which is like part of it. Like I wanted to be good at this thing from first attempt. And that's like the case with like everything that we're bringing up health-wise, like the gym. You're not going to be able to lift the heaviest weight. You're not going to be able to run that 7-minute mile, whatever it is. That comparing, that like, I don't know, call it ego, whatever you want, can kind of steer you away. Because now, you know what I'm not going to do is go back to that cycling class. And that could happen with diet. Like if you go too hard on that first week, only eating fucking boiled chicken and string beans, you're probably going to hate that food after that week or like that diet and give up and maybe go back to the Taco Bell or whatever it is, you know, I don't know, just to say a shitty example. There is something there. You are right about like that comparison and that going too hard that, again, makes it super difficult with the health kick. Like it's not an easy thing to do.
I just saw recently the Iron Claw movie, the new A24 one that's about the brothers who are wrestlers who... It's based on like a true story, but it's basically this dad who is a wrestler has this group of sons and he pushes them to do wrestling as well. And it becomes super competitive and they're all pushing their bodies to crazy amounts. For them, it's like partially competition versus like who they're facing in the ring. It's a competition with each other. It's something where they're trying to live up to their dad's legacy and what he's demanding from them and all this stuff. And people definitely push it over the edge a lot. I mean, in that case, these brothers were definitely going way too hard. But even in general, it's that same kind of competitive spirit or, you know, I gotta be a man and all these different things, which some of that is like fading a little bit, at least compared to what it used to be. But same for eating, like you could punish yourself from not eating certain things or how you go about that just because you want to look good. Or even I feel like when we were younger, maybe it's not as big a thing now, but when people wanted to look good in a swimsuit or stuff like that, now for Instagram and stuff as well.
This all ties in because it's either you struggle and you don't do it enough and you don't see the results and you kind of give up on it, which is part of the reason why I struggle to keep the consistency, or you kind of give in to it too much to the point where like it does become part of your personality. You are losing like time with your friends, time with your family, time with your kids, time with your partner, girlfriend, whatever, boyfriend. Like, is it that big a deal for you to have nice pecs, you know, or your quads to show? I don't see it. So I think it's like that, finding that balance of like, I'm happy with how I look, but I also have this much time that I don't have to be at the gym or doing this or meal planning or doing whatever it is, which makes it super difficult. And it is a thing. I feel like half of the shit I see on Instagram is like health posts, whether dieting or the exercise, that whole market. Like there's a reason why Lululemon is as big as it is and the tights. It's part of like the culture now. But again, it ties into that thing about comparing and like your girl, your little sister, like everyone is like comparing themselves to these people they see online and they want to be that. But what you're not taking into account is that like you're going to school full time and you're doing this and you're going to this class, this person on Instagram, this could be the only thing they do. You could go to the gym, but you're not going to be at the gym for the 5 hours a day that this person's at the gym for. It's like this whole world of like, we only see the results in the end, but that whole process, everyone knows it's hard, but we don't see enough of it, of like how hard it can be. But yeah, so it's one of those things where like, it can also come easier for other people. If you do enjoy veggies, fruits, it wouldn't be as hard as we're like making a scene, or I'm making a scene. Just remembering like when we were roommates and stuff, I felt like you always ate somewhat healthy. I'd just be sitting around. I feel like you'd walk by legit with just like peppers sliced up and just eating them. And I'm like, did he just fucking do that? Is he just eating fucking raw veggies? Like, that's crazy. Like, I would never. But I always felt like you were for sure like always mindful of what you were eating. Maybe you liked it. Maybe it wasn't on purpose. Like, I'm trying to be healthy. Maybe you just like those things. But it always made me feel like, again, it's like that comparing thing. Like, fuck, should I be doing that? And not fucking fry the plantains I got there. Like, it's a very different meal, which is like another funny way to look at it. Like, you can be blessed to like and enjoy those healthy foods. Would you say that that comes from like you growing up eating stuff like that? Or was it more like you growing up, like being more mindful of what you eat, or maybe a mix?
I think it's probably a mix because, like, for example, the sliced peppers, that's something like my mom would do, and I would eat those for dinner often and stuff. That's
crazy, bro.
But in general, I would say that I don't even dislike eating healthier. Eating salads and stuff, I find ways to do it that I like and actually enjoy. And it's not only the taste of the food, which I do like also, but it's how it makes you feel after. Because obviously, if you're eating shitty all the time, you're going to feel shitty. And again, just like exercise or working out, some people are just never going to enjoy it at all.
Me thinking about it right now, you speaking about like the certain foods and how they make you feel. It's funny because like when I was doing maybe one of the stricter diets I've done, the one thing that I liked and got out of it, I wouldn't be bloated. That was like my thing. That I was like, fuck, like that might be like enough for me to like continue to do this. Eventually, I was kind of like, it's okay to be bloated once a week, you know, like maybe not every day, but I'll eat this pizza now and be bloated tomorrow. I love pizza.
Shout out to all the lactose intolerant people out there.
Yo, shout out to my lacties. I don't know if there's like a word for them, but it's tough out here in the streets when you love pizza, but dairy could kill you inside.
Another part of it too that we haven't touched on in this episode yet is how expensive healthy food can be also, whether it's more full meals like salads and stuff, or if it's even just vegetables and things like that. In general, it is way more usually. I mean, that's just fucked up, period. It also makes it difficult for people to do that who either can't afford it at all or like in between on finances, and it's like, all right, do I eat healthy and spend a bunch of money on that, or do I just get this food that I'm accustomed to? And sometimes it's also just like access to healthy places to get shit. Like, I mean, even in certain neighborhoods, it's hard to find a bunch of healthy options, period.
This is another big point here that's like a whole other discussion, maybe future episode. But yeah, even like food deserts and stuff like that, which is like a thing in many places, many neighborhoods, like you're not gonna find those healthy options, or not as many at least. But then there's like levels to it, even within like the healthy food world. Like, you can go healthy, the greens and the veggies, but on top of that, you want to borderline double prices, you gotta go organic. If you're on the health kick, might want to go organic, and now we're talking even pricier. Literally, tomato here, $2. Tomato here, organic, $3.89. Like, almost doubling the price. And you're like, bro, they look identical. Probably the same manufacturer, but one has, like, supposedly this, like, they don't use this chemical on this. And it could get tricky. And a lot of times it can be, like, a financial thing. What is a pack of hot dogs? Like, $3-4? And you can eat, I don't know, they bring, like, 8 to 10 to 12, I don't know, let's say 8. If you break it up into 2 hot dogs each, you could eat 4 meals out of that technically with the buns. $6, boom. Bro, I bought this container of like just spinach and like arugula or some shit, and it was like $3 to $4. But on top of that, I still need to get like the, you don't have to, but I would still need to get like the chicken, the beef, whatever you're gonna eat it with. And I'm only gonna eat maybe twice from it because it's not that much lettuce. So yeah, it's one of these things where like, are you gonna get this thing that's gonna feed you 4 full meals, or like this healthy thing that even after I eat the salad with the arugula and spinach, I'm not gonna be full. You know how I eat. You know, it's one of those where like I could see why someone would choose the other one. So it's tough in price, it's tough in the amount of food you're getting. And yeah, sometimes being healthy could be like in a weird way like a status, class, a certain income level. Like, you can't be super healthy if you're not making enough money to buy those healthy foods, which is fucking sad as hell. Easy con when it comes to like that side of health and food and shopping is how expensive it can be.
Yeah, and you're either leaving people with no choice or to make a decision between health and finances and stuff like that. And I feel like that even translates over to like healthcare, period, which is terrible in the US, like such a fucked up, strange system. Between the cost of healthcare, even the smallest things, and especially just for example, like an ambulance ride, let's say you need something like that, or if you go to the hospital, they add all these little charges that are insane for the smallest things. But even besides from those extreme cases, like going for a checkup or something, or just having insurance, period, obviously there's discussion around if the US should have universal healthcare for everyone and stuff like that. This is not working. how it is, at least for regular people. Obviously, companies and hospitals make tons of money from it.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. I work in a place where I see a lot of situations where ambulances are called. And in a lot of cases, we even see like people or customers kind of like say like no. They're almost like afraid to get in, but it's because of that. They know they're going to hit your wallet. And whether you have insurance or not, it might come out strictly out of your pocket. So it's kind of sad to look at it that way. But I'm also personally not the best with this side of health when it comes to like the actual medical health.
When we did an appointments episode before, you mentioned how much you hate doctors and going for checkups and stuff.
It's just the whole process. It could just be me, maybe again, overthinking it. They always make you feel kind of dumb. Every time I'm at a doctor, they're like, yeah, you shouldn't be doing this. Yeah, check this out. Oh, this is wrong. And it's like always in such a way that you're like, ugh, I'm just normal. How can I fix this? Whatever. Just give me whatever you're going to give me or say. But it has to be like over 10 years since I've gotten like a physical, which is not good. I work in a place where I'm lucky to have insurance and like I should be using it. And that shit's hitting my check every week or every pay stub. I see the discount or the amount they're taking away, which is not that much, but still I should be using it. And I'm just paying for it and not using it. So I am truly irresponsible in that way. That side of health, it's easily my worst. And I should be getting into it. We are getting to that age where like we should be getting checked up. Not for any crazy reason. That's also part of why we didn't have to. Like, we were young. We were in our 20s. When something's wrong. You know it. You'll go in either to urgent care or whatever it is. Check it out.
Well, I was just going to ask you with that too. Is it like physicals, checkups specifically? Or is it also what you just said where like for me, if I notice something strange and it's like lingering or whatever it is, like I want to go get it checked out just to be sure that it's not something worse or, you know, avoid further issues with it. Do you feel like you do that or it's just in general, you don't like to go into any medical system?
It depends what lingering is, you know? How long am I seeing this problem? Maybe, like I did 2 years ago, maybe. I kept having like this stomach problem. Like I kept getting this pain like on my side and it was like uncomfortable. And one day it was like, it's kind of scaring me. And I went to check it out. It was like something with my stomach problems and like my diet. And they were like, part of it was like, I don't eat as much rice. And I had to go on like this medicine for like a week. But that was that. Again, like it would have to borderline scare me for me to go actually check it out. But I still don't like it. It can feel very DMV-ish. Ugh, I gotta go. And everyone around you is sick. And like, you gotta wait in this awkward room. And urgent cares are a little better because you get taken care of faster and they're smaller. But it's like this whole process that I don't enjoy. So I don't do it. Again, not very responsible. Like, we still have to do many things in life we don't want to do.
Yeah, I would say that it's not like every little thing that's a little off, I'm rushing immediately to urgent care or something. But at the same time, if it's something that feels abnormal, it's like, all right, what's going on here? Then I usually err more on the side of caution and try to get it looked at, just even for peace of mind. Even for example, recently I had this like bump that I was like, this is weird. This is not here before. And it was there for a couple of days, wasn't seeming like it was going away. And went in and they told me of some kind of like infection thing and then took some antibiotics. It improved, but it was still not going away and ended up going to my dermatologist and it became like a thing and it has improved since. So it's not like, doesn't seem to be a huge deal. But also if I didn't go, maybe it would have kept getting worse or whatever it is. So I think for me, it's also just sometimes knowing and making sure, because sometimes those little things, even if it's not like detrimental or super serious, sometimes it's just annoying. Like in that case, I wanted it to be gone, not to have to keep dealing with it. So I feel like it kind of varies, but you know, you never know when something like that can be serious too. Like I remember someone telling me in the past about how there was something with their eye that they went to get checked out and they ended up getting this procedure done. And if they hadn't caught it, then there could have been like serious vision loss and things like that. So you never know what kind of shit will happen with that. But I agree. I don't enjoy going to the doctor or urgent care or whatever, it just kind of like, it is what it is, get it done type of thing for me. But yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't necessarily do that, either because of the money side or, like you said, just the inconvenience or annoyance of it. I do think if we had like a free healthcare system, people would probably be more often going. Like, there would still be people who just don't want to do it, but it wouldn't be as big a deal. And then meanwhile, we have, you know, people setting up GoFundMes all the time for health stuff and things like that.
No, yeah, that's kind of sad to see. Sometimes it's not even like a crazy procedure or anything, but you're like, damn. Sadly, part of the world we live in, at least here in the U.S., I'm not quite sure how it is in other countries. I have heard that some are better than others.
Yeah, I mean, even like the NHS in England, that's like a free system that has like private parts to it also. But at the same time, they've been having issues lately with long wait times and all sorts of issues, pay for the workers and stuff like that. So there's definitely better systems out there, but it's still just kind of a mess overall. And then also you have at the like most dire levels, for example, what's going on in Gaza right now, where like hospitals were bombed and the most basic things can't be brought in, which, you know, makes you think about even the simplest medication or stuff that you have to deal with that normally would be an easy fix that are just prolonged issues, which is super fucked up. I mean, that's just one of the many issues going on there with the treatment of Palestinians. But yeah, I think the U.S. healthcare system has been an issue for a while.
Facts.
And then also, I mean, this could even be a whole separate episode at some point, but there's the mental health side of it too. Even in that appointments episode a few years back where we talked about doctor stuff, we talked about therapy, and both of us at the time were like, yeah, like perception is changing, it's more open, especially with our generation, but we were both kind of unsure about doing it ourselves. And at least speaking for me, as someone who's done it for almost 2 years now, I feel like it's been super helpful. And that's definitely like a big side of health, because even when we were talking about the physical stuff and how you compare yourself to other people, there's so many mental sides to just how you feel and operate life or what you think about yourself and all that. And it impacts your physical health at the same time. So I feel like that's a big part of it too, that even outside of therapy, there's things you can do for your mental health that are good and that varies for everyone, but can be something as simple as like listening to music or whatever it is, which obviously is a big thing for us that we get a lot of enjoyment and relaxation from. So I feel like that's definitely a big side of the health part too. And again, something that you take more seriously as you get older also.
It is for sure something that over time, if anything, is the thing I've tried to be mindful of the most, and it's like my mental health and how I'm like going about my feelings and stress and just life overall. Things that when I was younger, earlier on, I wasn't fully paying attention. Like, it always happens, but you either like notice it or are aware of it or not. But lately I have been, and I hate to like admit this, I've like read, I wouldn't say I read a lot, but I've read many books in life, but some of the ones I enjoy the most are like self-help mental health books in a way. I don't care about the financial ones and like the inspirational ones and blah, blah, blah. It's more like, this is one of the ways you can try to look at life to help you like be at ease type thing. And I find them to be super useful. I haven't read one in a while, but I feel like I found a groove, or like almost like something finally clicked mentally for me in like the last couple of weeks, that I feel like it's been some of the like the least stressful weeks I've had in a while. And I kind of want to thank those books I've read, even like The Art of Not Giving a Fuck, which you've probably seen because it's like, it was super popular, I feel like, a year or two ago, things like that. But yeah, I guess my point is like mental health is super important. And if anything, you can argue maybe the most important, because it is your mind, your brain, which is always active, always looking. It's the thing we probably use the most. Like you said, go that route. It does help. It does make a difference. Change your life for the better, to put it simply. If anything, start off with mental health, and that can even lead you to get better with the diet, get better with exercise, do better in other routes of life.
At this point, do you think you'd be interested in therapy at any point?
Hell yeah. I don't want to say like I've always wanted to do it or try it, but it's something that like if I was financially right, like I'm trying to get 2024 goals, you know, I would do it. Like, I didn't invest in it or like put money into it, because I know it's not cheap, it's not free, but it is something I'd always been open to for sure. I'd do it, and I think I could benefit from it.
Yeah, therapy is definitely another thing, along with all the other healthcare stuff, where it can be expensive and you gotta find like ones that work with your insurance if you do have that, and all those kinds of things. But you can make it work if you find the right setup. But of course, it's also finding the right person to be your therapist is like a crucial part of that, because if you don't feel comfortable talking to them, or it's not the right type of therapy, it's not going to work. So it's not like automatic. And it's another thing that also takes time, not always, but some of the things take time to really see the change in yourself also. But yeah, I think obviously we could go on forever on this. We could make a whole health podcast with tons of topics, but like how we ended it, it's a balance of the physical and the mental and everything, and can be looked at as a burden, or, oh, you got to do all these things, or eat this way, or do all this exercise, or put in this work in therapy and all this stuff. But I think if you look at it as something benefiting you and it's going to improve your life, then I feel like you're more motivated to do that.
Well said. Health is health. It's never easy. None of it, even the mental health stuff that could be super useful and sounds like the easiest of them all, it's not easy, but it's something we all should be more aware of and more proactive with. But it comes with age. I feel like sometimes you just gotta experience life a little bit to realize these things. Some things are annoying, like the packed gyms or whatnot, but you deal with it. Overall, obviously, health, super important, major pro, focus on it.
Even it makes me think about the line in Tyler's album when he's talking about having good health at 40, like that's the true flex, or like when he's talking about when he's going to be 40 in the future in that verse where he's imagining, he's like, yeah, good health, like that's the true bar, that's the goal.
It's low-key one of my new things. Like, you write like birthday cards and all that, hit you with the I wish you good health. Like, you don't see it that much in one of those cards. It's something like my family used to tell me all the time, even as a kid, which I always found weird. Like, not weird, but you know, like, yeah. But now it's like I see it, so like I throw it on the cards and I think it hits,
you know? I mean, it's also one of those things you kind of take it for granted, or you don't even think about it, right, until something goes wrong, and then you're like, oh yeah, health is the most important thing to feeling good.
Make it a priority. But yeah, that wraps it up for this episode of Pros and Cons. I'm Kev. You can find me at Same Old Kev pretty much everywhere.
And I'm Jack. You can find me at Jack Bloom Summer, some with an O, on everything.
Health is wealth. But sometimes you need wealth to get health. America.
Snap, snap, snap.
Peace. I don't know. I was looking at that.
Bars for the new year.